City. This newscast brought to you in part by Ryan Kelly and thehomeloanexpert.com. Almost 70% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, but the Home Loan Expert team can help you save a couple hundred dollars a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let them help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Let Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three, Pinion's Playhouse. That's the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
At Club Fitness, we've got something for everybody, and we're ringing in the new year all month long. Now through January 31st, you can join for just $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment.
Happy New Year! Time for a happy new me.
Plus, Club Fitness members get free group classes in Kids Club, 24 locations, and 24-hour access.
I'm going from singing at midnight to sweating at midnight.
Join for $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment through January 31st. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters. Counter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Benson Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 63131.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
Milk out of my nose.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well,
Good afternoon, and well, hey, we're right smack dab in the middle of the month of January, and somebody told me a couple days ago that if you just can hang on and be patient, daylight savings time comes back, what is it, like March or something? I mean, like 6 or 8 weeks? Not that far away. And we start to hang on to the light. So be patient. Be patient about the temperatures, too, because by Saturday it could be 60, even though it's 4 tonight. We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Let's do this.
Hey!
All right, counterclockwise, around the room, if you're staring at your dashboard, he'd be at about the 2 o'clock position. He is from Birmingham, England. Actually not from, he was born here, but he lived there long enough that he picked up that goofy accent. His name is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to anyone.
Hello to anyone out there.
Now, do you watch The Crown? Did you say you watched it?
I started watching it yesterday. I'm about 6 episodes in, and I did not realize how vindictive and vicious that royal family was. I still love them, but my word.
Is King Henry in that?
That's King Henry VIII. Sit down, Tim.
No, I'm just asking.
There is no King Henry. That's oh, you're being serious.
Yeah.
That's the Tudors.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
The Tudors.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
I was wondering
if this actually starts, what, like in the 50s or 40s or something?
Sorry.
The Crown.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, I didn't know anything about the royal. I know that Queen what's her name? Margaret? Queen Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
No, the one that waves with the gray hair all the time, has a purse on her arm and the gloves. But I didn't know anything about her sister Margaret and all that stuff. It's I didn't expect like it. But you know what? It's I guess we should know something about it. It's our motherland, for goodness sakes. Dan Levi Strauss, as you know, is soon to be extremely wealthy. He's heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, but doesn't care anything about money. He's just here to make you people happy. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you can give them a call and they will give you a complimentary check on your portfolio review. No, I've made that. That's so messed up. They'll check your. They'll give you a complimentary check of your portfolio. There you go. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody. And I have a scene from the Tudors that Trevor talked about.
No. I know exactly what you're going to do.
What?
That.
No, you know what the best part about the Tudors? Frank, have you seen the Tudors?
No.
Let me tell you one thing. Like, which Henry was it? I mean, the fifth or the eighth? Okay, here's King Henry VIII had about 10 wives, right? Or seven,
six.
Or six, whatever. Same thing.
Right.
What was he thinking?
When King Henry got rid of his wives, he only gave him two choices. A, you can go to a nunnery and never sleep with a man the rest of your life. Or B, I'll chop your head off in public.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a guy who knew how to break up with somebody.
There's actually...
a divorce.
No, there is a nursery rhyme that we learned at school about his wives, and it's divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. So there you go.
I like it. I like it.
A nursery rhyme.
It's old school, but I like it. I like
it. Wait, hold on. That was it?
Yep, that's it.
Say it again.
Divorce, beheaded, died, because the third one died when she gave him his son. Mm-hmm. Then divorced, beheaded, survived.
Okay.
So there you go.
But where's nunnery in that? The first one he sent to a nunnery, he made her go become a nun.
Divorced.
Yeah. Yeah, where's nunnery?
Mm-hmm.
You better go redo that thing. Rewrite that.
Yeah.
Back from visiting his daddy, who was not feeling well, is our news guy, Tim Woodburn, but he's so much more. That's right, just like Jim Rockford, only better, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
A year ago this week, I was doing a little recon. My firm, Gateway Investigations, I cannot make this up. We conducted an investigation on a Muslim gentleman client who wanted me to watch his Muslim wife. And we caught her doing the most blasphemous of things. She actually went out to lunch with two girlfriends without telling him.
Stop it.
Unbelievable. But you know, and you know what this guy did to her? He divorced.
Cut her head off.
He divorced. Well, just right right beneath it, because Limey's limerick reminded me of this. He actually filed for divorce from her because she wasn't wearing her shawl while out in public.
Her burden.
I mean, I cannot make this crap up. I couldn't. I mean, I talked to the guy a month later. Hey, how's it going? Did you reconcile? So, she wasn't out cheating on you. Oh no, I divorced her because she. Oh my God, I couldn't.
So
believe it.
So she went to lunch with a couple of girlfriends without getting his permission.
Without wearing that whatever
the burka.
Her burka. Without wearing the shawl there in front of her face. And he was disgraced, and his family was disgraced, and he gassed her.
Wow.
He didn't cut her head off.
Hey, stop the music. Stop the music. Look, I don't want anybody to think that I'm in any way making fun of somebody's religion. But I can tell you something. I don't get that whole don't show any skin. I don't get it.
It is what it is. You know.
How does a woman live like that?
I mean, well, nuns do it.
I told that story to show that not everybody's out there jaded and out there screwing around on everybody, even though that's how I make a living. But every once in a while, the story turns out good, and it still turns out bad.
Wow. But the first thing you said was she had lunch with a couple of girlfriends, and I sort of thought you said that without asking his permission, which I actually think they have to do that. It's they got to ask permission for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I like that part of the whole deal.
Well, the other part of the story was that it was an arranged marriage, if you can believe that.
That's still pretty popular.
That's unbelievable to me, because I asked some details about that when I met with him. I said, let me get this straight. Did you ever talk to her on the phone one time? Did you guys have lunch, coffee? He said, nope. They met and got married.
Wow. You want a bonus joke? There's a great joke. Here's a bonus joke
for
you. This kid says to Daddy, we learned in school today that there are some countries where you don't know your wife until you marry her. He said, son, that's the way it is here. It's kind of true. You really don't know them until you marry them. Yeah. Right, you can start the music again as we
I have a recording
way.
Of that guy gassing his wife.
Dan, you know what? I should never have told you about that app.
No.
That was a huge mistake.
That's my favorite app.
Let's just keep it moving. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Somewhere, Rat Boy is out there crying out this word.
Jeez.
Yep.
There he is, out there somewhere. And would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yep.
We are brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. I am a big fan of cameras almost everywhere. Of course, you don't want cameras in bathrooms and things like that, but I think cameras are a really good idea but good ones put in properly by people who know what they're doing, like Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. They're a good idea for two reasons. One, it's a great way to catch bad people who are taking things that don't belong to them or damaging property, or these porch pirates that take your UPS or FedEx, Amazon package off your front porch. It's a good way to catch them and give them what they deserve, like a day in court. The other great thing about really good professionally installed cameras is that only the dumbest of criminals look up and don't realize what that is. The smarter criminals will look up, see those cameras, and go, you know what? I think I'll go somewhere else where they don't have cameras like this. Maybe somewhere where they have just cheap, crappy cameras where nothing is really backed up on some sort of DVR. I'll go there and leave these people alone. Now, Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, they're in the business of doing several things, and all that's on their website. And I'll give you that site in a moment. But the one thing I want you to think about is sometimes when you try to do things yourself, you mess up and you realize that you spent a considerable amount of money for something you have no idea how to install, how to wire properly, how to make work properly. Because you see, if the cameras,
If the cameras aren't doing what they're supposed to do, might as well not have them. You need to be able to access your business, your home, your property, inside, outside, daytime, nighttime, 24 hours a day, from your phone, from a tablet, from your computer. And that's exactly what you can do when they're put in properly. Even in darkness, pitch black darkness. Let's say you have a business and somebody decides to cut the power and kill the floodlights to the back door where they're going to go in. It doesn't matter. They have night vision cameras that will capture the culprit crystal clear up to 50 feet away in total darkness. So there's not much they can't do, and they can work with any budget. You might need two cameras. You might need 52 cameras. You might have a huge warehouse or retail store or just a small home, personal business gateway lock and security cameras. And please, please, please consider them. If you're at a point where you're building a new business or you're remodeling or a home and you've decided you either want to upgrade or install proximity cards or keyless entry, they do a lot of that. And they do it really well. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. This morning, I'm watching the Today Show, and I saw a story that I had not seen. This happened a year ago. You guys know the story of the two girls in Indiana who were like hiking, and it was a real common sort of trail with a bridge, and it was a place where lots of people go and take pictures and hike, and then they vanished, and they found them murdered. Do you know that story?
No, I never heard anything like that.
It's a really creepy story, and I'll tell you what's really creepy about it. I watched them interview a detective and one of the girls' granddad today, and one of the two girls was able to snap a photo of a guy, and it's the last thing that was on her cell phone, and they're convinced it's the guy coming after them. I mean, it is really, and they showed the picture, and it's been out there for a year. They cannot find this guy. He's wow. In a jacket and a sock hat. They said it was a 60-degree day. He's a little overdressed. It was an unusually warm day, I think, in February. It was about a year ago. And he had on jeans and a kind of a heavy jacket and a sock hat. So you can't really tell who he is. And it's just the weirdest thing. But she had the presence of mind, I guess, when she realized somebody was following him, to just turn around and snap it without him being aware of it, or he would have already taken the camera. And I just thought, wow, that is really something to think about. If you feel uncomfortable, if you're in a parking garage or you're hiking or jogging or whatever, and somebody looks a little suspicious, what a smart thing to do. Just take a picture, because almost everybody now has that ability. You have a camera with you if you have your phone. And it's just interesting to me that in a year, and they've got a $250,000 reward, if anybody, and it's a pretty clear picture, but he's got so much on, you can't tell who he is.
And you can't really see his face that much?
No. Oh, he's got like a sock hat on, and he's kind of got his collar up, and he looks like a guy who doesn't want to be recognized, yeah. And they're convinced that is the guy who murdered those girls, and that's the last thing one of the girls was able to do.
There's some good pictures of what you're talking about on the People magazine website, people.com, if people are interested in this. I'm looking at the two photos of the guy right now that the girls snapped before they were murdered, and then there's another photo of a guy that's been arrested in Colorado for allegedly threatening somebody with a hatchet on a trail out there, and he looks a little skinnier, but he looks a lot like him.
Ooh.
And they say that he was overdressed for the weather, but partly maybe that was to bulk up and sort of disguise his actual size. Imagine going through that if you're the parents, though, a year later, and you know this scumbag is out there, and you're so close. You've actually got a picture, and you still can't get him. Gun sales the last year have absolutely plummeted. Sporting goods stores, people who sell guns. It's bad. Business is bad. Anybody want to tell me why?
Wow.
I have no idea.
No. Yeah, I don't know why.
Because Donald Trump, is president of the United States. Now, I don't say that as a bad thing, but when President Obama was president and when people were convinced Hillary was going to be president, the NRA, 2 years ago, at their convention, they had a huge poster up, and it was a picture of President Obama, and under it, it said Salesman of the Year. They sold so many guns when this country was just convinced that he or Hillary was going to ban all kinds of guns. Well, they didn't, and he didn't, but man, did it sell a lot of guns. So when President Trump comes along, there's no threat or fear of any ban, so people aren't running out to scarf up every gun they can buy. And I know the gun haters will love that news, but man, it has really, the gun stores have really taken hit.
And weren't they, when Obama was getting ready to go into office, they bought a bunch of ammunition. Ammunition was flying off the shelves.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That was a scare.
Yeah.
Now the state of California, as screwed up as they are, they make it next to impossible. You can get a gun, but now I think pretty soon legislation will go into effect where you have to, like, get a background check every time you buy a box of cartridges or something. I mean, it's they're crazy in California. If you are if you're a business and you are advertising and you're not thrilled with what you're getting, I have a suggestion for you. I have two opportunities for you. One is you talk to me and let this show tell the world who you are and what you're all about. The other is you advertise on this station. I may not do the commercials. That's going to cost more. And if you don't have that kind of budget, how about taking a look at jumping on this radio station? Because I think you have an opportunity to jump in here on something that all indications are we're really headed in the right direction. And radio, a lot of radio has become sort of a dinosaur. Music radio. I don't know how music radio survives. People have all kinds of other ways to get their music. But talk radio, whether it's politics or sports or this nonsense that we do, that has a very loyal following. Still has a loyal following. Maybe not so much with millennials, but certainly with baby boomers, and those are the people who have the money. And it really irritates me that when I watch, especially television, almost all the ads on TV are directed at millennials. I don't even understand what they're talking about half the time. We have the money. The boomers have the money. And this station reaches a lot of very loyal listeners. So if that's interesting to you, and you want to talk to me, about me speaking for your company, I'm frankopinion@yahoo.com. If you want to talk to the station, go to 590thefan.com. Phone number's there for the station, and you'll talk to Melissa. We would love to have you be a part of what we're doing. We have a friend out of state who has opened a little jewelry store. His dad passed away of pancreatic cancer. He was only in his mid-50s. He was diagnosed with it, and 4 weeks later, he was dead.
Wow.
So the son, who we know, had to pick up and go into the jewelry business and continue doing what his dad was doing. And I had a chance to talk to him over the weekend, and we just kind of were talking jewelry, and the subject of diamonds came up. Now, I don't know anything about diamonds. My wife has a nice ring. It took her 25 years to get it. There was no engagement ring, so 25 years after we were married, I was able to get her a nice diamond. Let me ask you something. Do you know anything at all about diamonds?
I know.
Not really. The carats, the clarity, and all that other
color, cut, clarity, yeah. But do you know there's a what do you think is the most expensive diamond? There's a white diamond, which is the diamond most people know. There's a yellow diamond.
I thought it was the Hope diamond.
Yeah.
No, that's a particular diamond. I mean, what kind, meaning white, pink, yellow. What's the most expensive rare diamond? It's a red diamond.
Red one.
Right.
Wow.
And he was telling, he doesn't have any, but I started asking him about diamonds. I said, no, diamonds, it's easy to get ripped off with diamonds if you don't know what you're doing. And he said a red diamond, a little ring, just a quarter carat, which is not a big diamond, a perfect stone, red diamond, little quarter carat, will cost you $800,000.
Whoa!
You know, there's a black diamond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a blue diamond, pink diamond, yellow diamond, which I think yellow diamonds are beautiful, and white. But I didn't even know there was a red diamond. He said, well, the reason you don't know is you never see them. They're so rare. They're so expensive. You know, the average person, you have to be like a movie star or something to afford them.
Now, there's a place in Arkansas you can go, and we're going to do this sometime this year since Sandy's from Arkansas. We're going to go.
Oh, where you go find diamonds?
Yeah. You pay like $20 to go in, and,
yeah.
and you go in and you just dig, and people have found big diamonds in there.
There was
people have found little ones too.
There was a Boy Scout about a year and a half ago that found one that was worth $7,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
$7,500.
You
know what?
$7,500.
It's funny how he talks because
he was huge.
He says $7,500.
So $7,500.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
7,500.
When you say 7.5, I thought you were going to say 7.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
do you say 7,500?
No, you just say
7,500.
Or 750.
Okay. You don't mind if we make fun of you?
Not at all.
Any of you do mind, we're going to do it anyway, so it doesn't matter. And then just real quickly, Mark Wahlberg, you know, when the news came out that, and I saw that movie where they replaced Kevin Spacey, All the Money in the World, Christopher Plummer, and then they had to bring Wahlberg back and Michelle Williams. I got to tell you something, it bothers me a little bit that Mark Wahlberg was pressured into giving his money to Time's Up or this harassment thing, and that kind of bothers me. I'll tell you why. He's an actor. He charges a lot of money. His agent worked that arrangement out with Ridley Scott, and so to go reshoot, he gets $1.5 million. Now, Michelle Williams gets like $1,000. She got screwed over.
Wow.
Now, to me, what should happen is she should get a new agent.
Yeah,
she has a lousy agent. This business about shaming people into giving up the money they've earned to some cause just because she got screwed over, it doesn't make any sense to me. I say she should shame her agent publicly and hire Wahlberg's agent. That's it. That's all that should happen. For him to, I'm disappointed.
Speaking of Wahlberg, Ted 2 was on last night on FX.
Oh, my goodness, that Ted stuff is funny.
It was so funny. And the only thing they left out was the F-bomb. They let everything else go, and they kept saying after commercial breaks, this is for mature audiences only.
I don't know how anybody could watch Ted and not just be in bent over double laughing. My wife does not think that's funny. She has walked in the room when I'm watching Ted. That's not funny. I can't believe you think that's funny. Yeah, I do. And I think Dumb and Dumber is funny. She doesn't think that's funny either. Women, go figure.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Tell her to watch Boogie Nights.
Ooh, that's nice.
Tell her to watch what?
Tell her to watch Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
She thinks that's funny.
You know, it's not funny. It's weird. I watched it when it came out. Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah. Right. Mark Wahlberg.
That's a weird movie. Oh, that's right. He is in there. He's the porn star, right?
Yeah. Well, it's based on the life of John Holmes, which every time Mike Evans comes on this show and you say, what's up, Homer? What's up, Holmes? That's where that phrase originated from, is what's up, Holmes? It's like it's kind of a jokingly way for a man to refer to another man who's well endowed, I guess.
No. The Holmes thing is like my homie,
Holmes Skillet.
It's like a
Holmes Skillet.
I'm going to do some
my
research.
Homies, my homeboys, my homies. No, that's what he's talking about. It's not John Holmes.
Okay,
for
Holmes.
Sakes. Mike Evans is no John Holmes. I understand. Okay, so there are two guys, and they're coming toward each other. On a in a small town, it's a little retail district, and they're walking toward each other. And they're about a block away, and as they face each other and walk toward each other, each one notices that the other one is dragging a foot. Take a step, drag a foot. Take a step, drag the other foot. And they get closer and closer. And they can't help but notice, each one, that the other guy is doing exactly what he's doing, dragging his foot. So they come face to face and stop. And the one guy looks up at the other one and looks down at his foot and he says, 50 years ago, Vietnam, landmine. The other guy says, 2 minutes ago, one block back, dog poop.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Match.com. Overturned vehicle crash blocking the two right lanes westbound 64 east of 94, also partially blocking Technology Drive. Traffic incident eastbound 70 before Lake St. Louis, and they cleared the accident northbound 170 at the Galleria Parkway. Dating can be fun, but when you're ready for a real relationship, you're ready for Match. Go to Match.com/love for 7 days free. This free offer is only at Match.com/love. Match.com/love. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's Grizz Nation's biggest event of the season, the annual MLK Jr. Celebration Game presented by your Mid-South Ford dealers as your Grizzlies play host to the Los Angeles Lakers today, January 15th at 4:30 p.m. Click grizzlies.com for full details and to get your tickets today.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vinson Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VinsonMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 63131.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you treated yourself to the best lobster or crab on the planet? They split it in half for you, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, open for lunch and dinner 6 days a week from Tuesday to Sunday, and serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports steaks and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Grizz fans, don't miss Mark Gasol and your Memphis Grizzlies as they host Kristaps Porzingis and the Eastern Conference New York Knicks Wednesday, January 17th at 7 p.m. For tickets to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Let's go where it's a whole lot warmer than it will be here tonight. 4 degrees tonight. Probably, I'm going to guess, maybe drop down to upper 50s where this guy lives. He's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is right next door to the Smokehouse Market, and they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Here's what you need to know. They're closed only on Monday. Why? That would be today. And you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it is real popular, and it's real popular because it is really, really good. And gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands all year, every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. And now, from Southern California, Mike Evans.
Have a little beverage. Ooh. In respect of Martin Luther King Day. Huh?
Before Mike actually gets started, can I say a funny story that I found online earlier today?
Sure, and now here with the funny story is Limey Phillips.
Well, because it is Martin Luther King Day today, a popular porn website, right, goes by the name of Pornhub. They actually, on their logo, used Martin
Never
Luther King's face. Yeah, it was on there today.
Wait, well, hold on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Martin Luther, they have their signature logo, Pornhub, and they put a Martin Luther King's face right next to it in honor of Martin Luther King Day.
And how did you know that? You frequented Pornhub.
Right? No. It was something I saw on Twitter. Apparently, they had to come out and apologize because a lot of people were not happy about that.
Now, when you say it was something I saw on Twitter, is that like same as something you saw?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on, this. Saw. I've never said that word before in an American
saw.
Accent.
Try it again. Saw.
Right. Saw. Nope.
Saw.
You know, there's a series of horror movies. They're called Saw. It's a series. They're like really
Saw.
Frightening horror movies. And if you were to say, hey, I went to the movie theater to see Saw, right? Saw.
The Seesaw. Seesaw.
And when you were a kid, did you get on the Seesaw?
Seesaw. There you go.
Okay. Mike's falling asleep now.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Mike.
Sorry, Homer. Go ahead.
That's okay, Homer. We
like analyzing.
I don't know how he knew about that.
Yeah, that's what I want to know, and we just kind of like dissecting the way he talks, because every once in a while, what was that he said a little, what did you say earlier? Oh, he said that something was 7,500.
Yeah, 7,500.
Which
$7,500.
$7,500.
That's the way we would say it.
That's the way we say it. Get with the program, huh? Limey, you can do it, homie. You can do it.
No, we decided to leave him alone, not try to change anything he does, because that's who he is, 10 years in the mother country. And hey, do you watch The Crown, by the way? Do you watch that?
I tried to get into it. I couldn't get into it.
I cannot believe that I did, but I made myself watch like 5 episodes, and I actually found it really interesting, and I never watch that kind of stuff. Hey, but I learned a whole bunch of stuff.
Did you watch Downton Abbey?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I loved Downton Abbey.
On Amazon, do you watch that Magnificent Mrs. Is it?
I hear that's a great show, but I don't have Amazon.
And I
wanted to watch it, and I could not remember the name of it. I was going to go look it up and check an episode. What's it called? The Magnificent Mrs. What?
Mrs.
Mayors or something, Mogul or Mowgli.
Well, as long as I know, as long as I know the Magnificent Mrs. I get that much, it'll pop up.
Oh my goodness, it is such a good show, and I don't get into any binge watching shows or anything. But we've been watching this. It is so good.
What's it about?
It's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Maisel.
What is it about?
It's about stand-up comedy, actually. It's a comedy, but I don't know. It's hard to describe, but this girl
Description. Thank you. Dan Strauss, everybody.
A great review. Her soon-to-be ex-husband wanted to get into comedy, and he used to go to this place all the time and get up. And she ended up getting up, going, and doing some stand-up only because he left her, and she's, like, tremendous. So
is it true, or is it just a made-up story?
I think it's just a made-up story.
I'll watch it.
But it's really good.
All right, Homer, it's all yours now.
Pop quiz theme this week, Hollywood hates. Today, name the name of the celebrity who hates being famous. Is it Shia LaBeouf, Johnny Depp, Harrison Ford, George Clooney? It's really sad. I mean, you know, people get old and this happens. 2 weeks ago, my buddy Dick Enberg passed. Saturday, another old buddy, Keith Jackson, checked out. When I was at KABC Radio, Keith actually did the sports on the morning show, but he got off every Friday so he could go cover NCAA football for ABC TV, which he became famous for.
Oh, yeah.
Saturdays. Oh, Nelly, look at him go.
Keith played golf 3 days a week, and his regular foursome for 30 years at the L.A. Country Club was Vin Scully, Glenn Campbell, Bob Hope, and Keith Jackson.
Wow.
How about that for a foursome?
Dan, let's have that Keith Jackson again.
Oh, Dan. Nelly, look at that shot there. It's a hole in one. Hey.
I don't even know if it was any good, but it was still funny.
He was sort of a no-nonsense kind of guy. You know, you go in the newsroom, you know, and everybody would be around Keith. He'd be talking about the game he did that weekend on Monday. You're talking about, and he was really sort of a no-nonsense guy, but just a really fun guy to be around.
And he loved rap music, because I had a chance to ask him about rap. Who's your favorite? He went, "Whoa, Nelly." See what I did there?
He also coined the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. And he also was the first to call the 103-seat capacity Michigan stadium the Big House. Some of the things that he...
The Big House!
All right, thank you, Dan. Thanks, Dan. That's enough. Thank you.
You've done good. You haven't been bad at all.
Let it go.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, no.
No, you asked for that.
Tried to slip
Love Nuggets, Trouble in Paradise between Justin Theroux and his wife, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Jennifer, very, very bossy, and Justin Theroux, very, very independent and very, very close to his homeboys, spends more time with his homeboys than he does with his wife. Justin even jokes to his homies, bros before hoes, and that didn't go over well at all with Jennifer Aniston.
Why? I wonder why. What wife wouldn't want to be called a hoe?
I don't understand why that is. Mark my words, at least two more celebrities will be joining this week. The list, including Harvey Weinsleys, Matt Lauer, Bill Cosby, James Franco, Steven Seagal, Ben Vereen, Al Franken, Sylvester Stallone, Michael Douglas, Andy Dick, Garrison Keillor, Ray Moore, Kevin Spacey, Nick Carter, Russell Simmons, Charlie Rose, Gene Simmons. There's others. Can you believe
that's pretty much everybody? That's pretty much every. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's gotten ridiculous.
You know, and again, thank goodness I don't have to explain all the women I had to sleep with to get to where I am today.
Tell me about it.
I know. I like the fact that Condoleezza Rice is saying the women are starting to be like snowflakes. This one woman complained that this actor, and I forget which one it was a producer, asked her to come in. She was the secretary, and asked, he goes, "Man, you are really cute. Twirl. Just do a twirl, 360. And she filed a sexual harassment complaint about that. Twirl.
Yeah, that's horrible. What a horrible thing to ask somebody to do.
Yeah. No surprise, Leonardo DiCaprio, or DiCaprio, and Quentin Tarantino were going to do this Charles Manson biopic. They've been talking about it for years. Why, I don't know. No surprise that Paris Jackson got robbed by a couple of hitchhikers. Paris Jackson is a real do-gooder.
Hang on, he said Paris strangers. Jackson.
All right, Paris.
Thank you.
Yeah. She also will empty out bus stops, 5-6 people. Get my $250,000 Bentley. Where you have to go, I'll take you there. I mean, that's all well and good, but hey, you know, you do that and you're picking up people you don't know that could easily be criminals or murderers or, I know, credit card thieves. No wonder her credit cards were stolen by hitchhikers this past weekend. Odds and ends, Lady Gaga made one New Year's resolution, and I am your crack investigative reporter. I will follow up on this. She says she will never wear a bra again.
Oh.
The women should listen to that.
I'll be on a nipple search and everything else.
Whoa.
All right.
And finally.
No.
Say the name of the celebrity who hates being famous, Shia LaBeouf, Johnny Depp, Harrison Ford, George Clooney.
Oh. I'm going to go with Shia LaBeouf.
I'm going to go Johnny Depp.
I'll go Johnny Depp.
I will say Harrison Ford.
The answer says he hates being people coming up to him, just wants to be left alone, says he actually wants to punch out anybody that dare ask him for an autograph. Somebody should punch him out. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh. Yep. Yep.
There you go, debut. How's the weather in Zealand?
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Should perfect. Be about 4 tonight.
Yep. Just the way we like it. Uh-huh. 4 degrees.
That's too cold to play golf in.
Yeah, it is.
Not for you.
Uh-uh. No. 55 degrees cold as I go.
Yeah.
But then I wear a toque and everything else. Hey, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy Martin Luther King Day, homie, from Hollywood, Lost, Crappy, Le Sueur by the Sea. See ya.
There he goes, Mike Evans, brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Monday is the day they're closed. It's the only day they're closed, and gift cards are always a good idea. Limey, how are we doing? Am I taking it up to the top?
Yeah, if you could, please.
That gives me just enough time. I don't know if you guys have been watching this latest stupid... I like teenagers okay. We were all teenagers.
Oh.
My kids were teenagers. But this crap, that sometimes they do things. And let me go back and remind you of some things that caught on thanks to YouTube that are so stupid that when somebody gets hurt, you actually can't feel sorry for them. Remember car surfing?
Yeah.
Where they'd stand on the hood of the car and
yeah.
then some kids got killed because somebody put the brakes on and they flew off the hood of the car?
Yeah. Yep.
Now it's this eating these detergent pods.
I know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tide or whoever makes these things, you throw them in the laundry and they've got... these kids are putting them in their mouths. And what are they doing? Are they biting them? What are they doing? I don't even...
Some are actually chewing and eating them. Others are just biting them and then spitting them out.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time that I see some story saying what a horrible, horrible tragedy, this young person gone too soon, I won't be able to force a tear. Because if you're that stupid, I mean, come on. I can't feel sorry for anybody that does stuff like that. I don't get it.
And
how
I don't
can
even
you
know why? Why are they doing that? I don't know why.
To be cool?
I don't know.
If you want to be on YouTube, there's other things you can do to be on YouTube. You don't have to eat detergent pods. To be. I don't get. There was one other thing they did a few years ago, and one was the car surfing. I can't think of what the other one. It was equally as stupid.
I'll tell you.
Are you talking about planking?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That was... Oh, wait a minute now. What is
planking is where you literally just lay down flat. Like, you kept your arms and legs close to you.
Okay, but that's not dangerous.
Well, no, people were doing it on balconies and in the middle of roads and on train tracks and stuff like that. And I think some idiot fell off of the building.
Yeah, well, too bad. Good riddance, I guess. And And I'm just going to, I don't really have time. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to leave you with this. MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness. Tim said something about the cars parked at the Gold's Gym parking lot with people, you know, after the first of the year. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to go in there and lose weight. Here's how you're going to lose weight. You're going to make an appointment with MD Health and Wellness. You're going to meet with them. They're going to evaluate you. They're going to run some easy tests. They get an EKG. They want a body mass index and all this stuff. And then they are going to tell you what they can advise you to do, and if you will do what they tell you, in about a month, you're going to be 25 pounds lighter. That's about the average weight loss, is 25 pounds. This is an incredible place. It's a doctor-supervised program, and I'm going to talk over Randy Newman singing because I need time to remind you that all the resolutions in the world are probably not going to be effective. Most of us need somebody who knows more than we do to tell us how to lose weight. And that would be the doctors at MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. They would be more than happy to meet with you. Go to their website, mdhealthwellness.com, to find out more. They are the reason I look so great right now. MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. Have a great Monday evening, everybody. Thank a police officer every chance you get.
My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Tim McKernan, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNC HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home.